This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa beginning today to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Secretary of Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela informed that on the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will also attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders meeting.
This is the first G20 summit that will be happening on African soil. In that context, we'll bring the spotlight on the development issues of Africa as also of the Global South. It may also be recalled that it was during India's G20 presidency in 2023 that the African Union was inducted into G20 as permanent member. The summit will be important for India to ensure continuity of its priorities in the G20 after having hosted a very successful presidency in 2023. On the margins of G20 summit, PM will be participating in the IBSA, India, Brazil, South Africa leaders meeting, as well as holding bilateral meeting with several leaders who will be present in Johannesburg.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. The NIA said in a statement that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from a Delhi court. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathar, and Mufti Irfan Ahmad Waghe of Jammu and Kashmir, and Dr. Shaheen Sahil of Uttar Pradesh. The total number of arrests in the case has now risen to six. NDA leader Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the 10th time. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered him the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that there has been a record growth rate of 8% in total food grain output. Mr. Chauhan said this after releasing the final estimates of crop production for 2024-25 in New Delhi. The minister said that India has witnessed an increase of over 106 million tonnes in the total food grain output over the last 10 years. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav highlighted India's efforts and experiences in accessing adaptation finance, the barriers faced by developing countries, and the global steps needed to raise adaptation ambition. Addressing the Baku High-Level Dialogue on Adaptation during the UNFCCC COP30 in Belém, Brazil, Mr. Yadav highlighted the urgent need for scaled-up adaptation finance as the global gap widens. Despite these challenges, the minister reaffirmed India's strong domestic commitment to adaptation. He stated that India continues to mainstream adaptation through national and state-level planning backed by domestic resources. Punjab police in an encounter has busted a Pakistan-based terror module backed by ISI in Ludhiana last evening. Two accused of the module have been injured in a retaliatory fire by the police in self-defense. Ludhiana Police Commissioner Swapan Sharma disclosed that both of them were tasked by the foreign-based handlers to carry out grenade attacks in the state on government buildings and on other places to create tension and disturb peace. Two Chinese hand grenades, five sophisticated pistols and about 50 live rounds have been recovered from them. Further details are awaited. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. The prosecution complaint has been filed before a Special Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA Court. This is the second money laundering charge sheet against Mr. Vadra. In July this year, he was charge sheeted by the ED in a money laundering case linked to an alleged irregularities in a land deal in Haryana's Shikhopur. India concluded their debut campaign at the World Boxing Cup Finals 2025 with a standing haul of 9 gold medals on the final day in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Indian women boxers Jasmine Lamboria, Nikhat Zareen, Parveen Huda, Rundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Huda and Nupur Sharan delivered a golden sweep with 7 gold medals in the tournament today, marking a historic achievement for the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.